everyone. Welcome back to Mercy Talk. We are so excited that you joined us this week. And for those of you who have been kind of following us this month, you know that we have been talking about the issue of eating disorders throughout the month of February. And, you know, we've hit a lot in regards to this topic, but we have a really exciting show planned for you today. And actually, I'm going to let Jen introduce our guest here in just a minute. One of the things that we just really wanted to kind of wrap up this series this month with is just going back to remembering how freedom is truly possible. And when it comes to eating disorders, sometimes, you know, if someone's been struggling with it for years and just really kind of in the pit with it, it can just seem so overwhelming, the idea of overcoming an issue like this. And so one of the things that we want to constantly go back to is the fact that freedom and healing is truly possible with Jesus, and nothing is too big for him. No issue is too big, and no one's been struggling with something so long that it can never be overcome.
That's right.
And so, you know, we just always want to go back to how important it is for people to acknowledge if and when they're struggling with something like this, and to bring it into the light, to talk to someone in their life who is a trusted person. As we've mentioned before, also the importance of knowing that when you have someone in your life that you feel like is struggling with this, to bring it into the light that way, and to be the one to lovingly come to them and help them bring it into the light if they're not in a place where they can themselves. And so, you know, we are going to really talk a little bit about just how freedom is possible today, because we're going to bring in some stories and testimonies of how we've seen it work itself out time and time and time again here at Mercy. And, you know, sometimes you just need a testimony to back to bring hope and to bring that remembrance back into your mind. Like, no, I can't overcome. I can't overcome what Jesus did for one. He wants to do for everyone. That's kind of where we're going to head today. But Jen, I'll let you take it from here.
It just makes me think of the scripture that talks about that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so that is really our heart, is that we give the information, we set the foundation, all of those good things, but then we come back around and going, but hey, here's an example of what God did. And so for those of you that were with us last week, we had our awesome nutrition and fitness manager from our Nashville home, Janelle, with us, and she's back today. Thanks, Janelle, for coming back with us.
Thank you for having me.
We are, if you did not tune in last week, I encourage you to go back and listen, because it was just a really cool time of talking through what it looks like to overcome an eating disorder for our girls in our Mercy homes, but as well as what it looks like just to be someone who's nutritionally and fitness minded, but also to make sure that we're spiritually minded in that, and that it's not a separation, but that it is that place of understanding the difference between good and great, and to really walk out greatness in every area. We include Jesus in it, because he is a God and a lover of our soul that cares about every detail, and that he doesn't want to be left out of the nutrition and the fitness, but that often in culture, it kind of stays separate. And so Janelle, for those of you that don't know, is working on her master's. She has a great level of expertise when it comes to these areas and has such a heart for the Lord. And so there's really no better person that we could have come join us to share all that she's shared, but also today to talk through some stories and some real testimony of girls overcoming and what the challenge looked like for them in maybe some areas, but how they're walking that out now. And so Janelle, again, thanks for coming and joining us again. We're excited to hear what you have to say.
Thank you.
So is there any specific stories that kind of come to mind in regards to some Mercy girls that you personally have worked with that you've watched overcome? And maybe you could share a little bit about that with us.
Yeah. I remember a past graduate who graduated a little over a year ago, who came in to Mercy for the first time, and she was a minor. And she, the first day she was here, we had pizza. And I didn't know that at the time, but pizza is one of her fear foods. She's terrified of pizza. So one of my first encounters with her coming in is that we had pizza in the kitchen, and it was major cleaning day. So that's where all the girls once a month get to have pizza for that day. And just by the smell of pizza, she was terrified. She would go hide in her room, run across the dining room, couldn't even look at it, smell it, be around it. And there was a really great physical fear that she had. I met with her, and she already had a list of fear foods that she had and she will not eat. She was so, you know, adamant about, I am not eating these. I don't care what you say. I don't care if I have to get kicked out of here. I'm not eating them. I said, okay. Well, you know, I am naturally an athlete and a competitor. So when I see a challenge, I love it. She didn't eat pizza that day, but we slowly worked our way towards her food fears mm-hmm. and just really got a reason why, like, she's really afraid of them. And just with partnering with counseling after so long, you know, we'll just take baby steps towards, like, hey, we're not bound to fear and we yeah. won't be bound to fear. Mm-hmm. And so she was at a point of, like, you know what? I don't want to do this. I'm terrified, but I know I need to face this mm-hmm. fear in order to overcome it. Staff is great with, you know, taking the residents by the hand and walking every mm-hmm. step of the process with them. So we first began by just sitting in the same room with pizza. She didn't have pizza on her plate, mm-hmm. but just by sitting there saying, you know what, you're okay, speaking truth. You know, the pizza's not hurting you. Mm-hmm. You're not, you know, gaining any weight. Like, these lies that you're believing are not coming true right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so just moment by moment with Seth that she trusted, she just got closer and closer in partaking in the pizza. Mm-hmm. And I remember this really special moment. Her counselor actually came downstairs from her office, got one slice of pizza with her, walked outside, sat down on our patio, mm-hmm. and slowly eaten the pizza.
Wow.
And the joy that she carried mm-hmm. that day after is, you know what? All these beliefs that I believed about, you know, about these foods I'm afraid of aren't true. They're mm-hmm. just, you know, thoughts or perceptions of what I thought it would do to my body.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't feel bad, like physically bad. Mm-hmm. She didn't gain all of this weight that she thought she would. And she had a sense of hope and joy, like, this can really, like, mm-hmm. you know, I can really be free if mm-hmm. this is not coming true in the moment. And just with counseling and just with Jesus and learning how to, you know, bring truth to the lies that she believed.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, she's graduated, doing very well at home. She's living life and she's doing what she always wanted to do, mm-hmm. which is makeup.
Oh,
so she's
awesome.
Doing awesome right now.
That's so great.
Well, Janelle, when you're sharing that story, I was just thinking about, you know, how last week on the show, we talked a lot about how people and their struggle with food is, mm-hmm. is never about the food mm-hmm. at the end of the day. And so, you know, for some people maybe who haven't ever struggled with an actual fear of food, as mm-hmm. you described, that might be like, what?
Yeah.
What in the world? Like, how is someone literally scared to be in the same room as a pizza? Like, mm-hmm. there's something that's definitely deeper going on under the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked a lot about that and how important it is to get to that root. And so I don't know if it's this specific girl's room, if you even know for sure the answer to this question, but what are some of the things that are at the root of mm-hmm. those mm-hmm. fears that you've seen in the past, so that just people who maybe that's very foreign to mm-hmm. can understand a little bit about what could be happening mm-hmm. under the surface?
Right. Really, her story started when she was in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And in grade school, there was this memory that she had. She used to be bullied a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think she was in a second or third grade, and she didn't really have any friends. And there was this one memory that she had where she was in a bathroom right after lunch, and all of these kids were like, stuffing her with just muck, just like food mixing together mm-hmm. and just, you know, making her eat it, like physically being abusive to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so just from that, like, that's what brought on this fear,
yeah.
you know, not of the food itself, but of the act of, you know, the negative mm-hmm. just actions that was, you know, pointed towards her and her mm-hmm. worth. She didn't feel worthy at all. And so really that's where it all began mm-hmm. for her. And once she remember that, and, you know, the truth reveals itself, like, oh, like, that's where it all started. Mm-hmm. So, you know, wow. then she started walking the steps, what it takes to really overcome that, just because she remembered why it all started, because she didn't remember at all. Like, mm-hmm. she's like, I don't really know why or where this came from, but, you know, this is what I struggle with. And mm-hmm. so it's really cool for her to go back in that moment
mm-hmm.
in the second grade. And she's, I think, 16.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to be able to separate out, you know, the food from that memory and the emotions that are
yeah.
attached, and mm-hmm. how we make attachments to things that, you're right, Mal, anyone listening is going, wait a minute. Pizza was physically that fearful for her.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear the backstory and you realize how that then attached to that memory and that abuse,
mm-hmm.
it suddenly goes, oh, that makes sense. It had nothing to do with the mm-hmm. pizza, but it had everything to do with all of the emotion and the abuse and the yuck that she had walked through and how she had made an attachment that once you begin to break that, suddenly freedom comes.
Mm-hmm.
But it does come through facing those fears and recognizing, gosh, this could be silly to anyone else, but it's not silly to me,
mm-hmm.
right? Because this is my experience and what I'm walking through. And so that's
right.
one thing I love about our staff. They do so well at going, you know what? I'm not going to minimize this, or try to put it through my filter of what makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. If that's your experience, and we're going to go there and we're going to figure out what this is about and how faithful the Lord is to not leave it at just a pizza level, that he really takes it to the heart level and goes, let's figure out what this is really about. Mm-hmm. And once that is blown open, you begin to go, wow,
the
freedom is possible.
I was
such
just
a good example.
Even in that story, like, it would be really easy for someone to say, okay, you're scared of pizza. Okay, well, let's go in here and let's talk about how pizza's not going to hurt you.
Right.
Okay, that's not helping, really. No. Like, that's not going to do any good for her. What needed to happen was we needed to find out what was way under the surface. Mm-hmm. Because that, once that, like you said, was healed, I could be in the room with pizza and realize, no, that's not my enemy. Like, that's not my enemy. And so I'm just thinking through practically how some people might say, okay, she's scared of pizza. Let's go talk about the fact that pizza's not going to hurt her. And, like, just deal with that surface issue and that behavior issue. And that never really sets anybody free. So I think it's just a perfect example of that.
And as a 16-year-old, I'm sure the frustration also came that she knew psychologically that pizza is not going to jump off the thing and bite me. Like, there's a reality. But for her to really get to the heart level, that's where the freedom comes. And I think that's when you're walking through a healing process, that's the difficulty part. Yeah. Sometimes we're like, I know that I know better, but my emotions are not causing me to choose better because I genuinely, the fear is so strong in my life. I know that I should not be afraid of pizza, but that's my experience. So what are we going to do about it? You know,
it's
really awesome. Yeah. Such a good example.
We could probably just keep going on and on just about the, I guess, what that story tells us and just the principles that we've talked about and how, you know, that just really perfectly captured, I think, so much of what we've been talking about over the last few weeks. But I would love to just even give you opportunity to share any other stories that come to mind, testimonies.
Sure. We have another girl, and she's actually still in her process, walking out her freedom. And she came in with strong eating disorder behaviors and OCD behaviors. And
can you, Janelle, explain what OCD means for those that are listening?
Sure. It's obsession and compulsion disorder. So that's doing things either repeatedly or just, you know, some of the things she does is she can't touch the doorknobs, you know, really doesn't like germs. She has to do things one way, or she has to eat at a certain time every single day. So it's this constant routine that if anything interrupts that, you know, it's a really big deal in her world.
And it's really rooted in control. Yeah, that's good.
And so, and control is her biggest, her biggest giant right now that she is overcoming. And so when she first came into the program, she as well had a list of things that she won't do, and then a list of things that she will do and continue to do them, whether, you know, we like it or not. And so with her, the root of her issue that she just now realized, which is an exciting point, because this is always like a pivotal point, is when like the light comes on of like, oh, you know, that's the reason why, you know, I do the things that I do, is that it was her family dynamic. She is a daddy's little girl. She wants to please dad all the time. And so, you know, people aren't perfect. And so there were some things that dad said that really, you know, didn't build her up, but really tore her down. And her family doesn't have the most healthiest relationship. Just with that, like, she just took control over what she could take control over. And that's where the ED behaviors come from. Things that she does is that she has to eat at the same time every day. She has to pick the lowest calorie, caloric foods. She has to, she has to always get two of the same items. So that's like constantly like eggs all the time for breakfast, just one slice of bread, you know, for lunch. And so there's these little unique behaviors that she continued to do on an everyday basis. And so with her, I had her list out, you know, her actual behaviors and select one a day that she's going to overcome or choose to overcome.
That's great.
And one is like tearing up foods to small little pieces. And so I'm like, okay, what is the signal that you want me to give you to really like help you, keep you accountable to that commitment that you made? And, she says, just give me, like, just look me in the eye and give me the look. And then I'll know exactly what you're talking about. And so a lot of times with her, it's just holding her accountable. And as she's going through counseling, she knows that these behaviors are just behaviors. And that as she continues to heal, like, practicing good behaviors will eventually come her new habit.
That's really
so good. And I love it too, because I think so often what we can miss in the healing process is not paying attention to the small things along the way. We go, okay, I want to overcome an eating disorder. Yes, that is the ultimate goal. But to overcome every day, every meal, every situation, and that's those little victories that begin to build up to the final overcoming. And that when we're very, just very focused and determined about going, okay, today is the behavior, or today is the fear food, or today is the whatever for any of us with whatever we may be overcoming, it's really being very mindful to stop and to celebrate and recognize those things as they build up, because that's what leads to the full overcoming. So often we can get down on the things that we're missing instead of going, you know what, today I didn't cut my pizza into 53 pieces so that I could have control over it. I just ate the pizza. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but I think even as helpers and family members and people that are loving on people, there is so important that we get really good at encouraging and celebrating those small milestones, because those are what build up to the final outcome and to the testimony and to the overcoming place. And I love, love, love that our staff are so good at that. And I know working in the home, that's something that I picked up and learned, and even carry now as a mom and as a counselor, you just get really good at recognizing those smaller things and how good it feels to have someone recognize, wow, this is something that I've done. And that then propels you forward into the next thing.
And I would say with her too, is even though we did hold her accountable, she was not happy with this afterwards. And so I remember her coming to me just crying, like, Janelle, like, I hate that I struggle with this, but I'm really more upset that you held me accountable to it. Like, I don't know why I'm not okay with that. And so then it's another, you know, moment with her of, okay, well, this is something, so let's deal with that. And so what we did with that is we're like, let's give your, like, give yourself permission that this was okay, to tell yourself that this was okay. And I had her to write a letter to herself saying, you know what, I've just took one more step of overcoming, you know, this eating disorder, and I will no longer let this, you know, this struggle overtake me. And I had her come back, just talk, what was that like? Like, did you feel empowered? Yes. Did you feel in control? Yes. Did it have a positive outcome? Yes. That's a whole difference than having the negative outcome, and how she would feel if she continued in those behaviors and how she had felt. And there was a really special moment. She has said that she's like, I remember when I was a little girl, I loved this one in particular dessert. I was like, okay, let's go there. Let's go there. And how did it make you feel? She's like, you know, I felt great. I didn't feel any negative, you know, beliefs or worth, you know, it was just a little, you know, like a little girl loving ice cream. And I said, that's the freedom that you can take back. You know, that the God is always a good redeemer, and he can redeem that was lost, and you can experience that again. So that gave her even more hope of, you know, I can be free from this. Like, it is possible. I've experienced it. Let's go get it.
That's awesome.
That's so great. Janelle, it has been so fun to have you these last couple of weeks on the show. And I just have been thinking as you've been talking how cool it is just when the Lord gives somebody a passion for something in particular. For you, he gave you this passion for fitness and nutrition. But now that you're able to use that passion in our program here at Mercy to help people find freedom. And I just love when I see that. Like, it's just so a cool, it's a cool thing. And I just feel like that the Lord is really given, you know, we see it here at a place like Mercy, we can really truly see how God really wired everybody in certain ways and are bringing those people together to set people free. But it's not just here at Mercy. Like, I just, I think about all the people listening to this show. And I mean, there are people who have different passions for so many different things, but that the Lord can use those things to really help people and to help set people free and to love on people. And so I just love the example of that, that you are for us and all that you do here at Mercy to really play a very pivotal part in so many girls' stories. So we are so grateful for you being here and sharing with us. And just for those of you who are listening, you know, if that's you, if you're saying, man, like, the Lord has really given me a passion for this, but really at the end of the day, I just want to help people. I want to help set people free. You know, what can I do to grow in that? We have a lot of things that we're offering here through our outreach program, and would love to come alongside you and to help equip you in any way that we can, and just encourage you in that journey. So we have workshops and all different kinds of things available, but there's also, I know people who are listening to these shows who are saying, that's me. Like, I'm struggling. I don't know where to go with this. Those testimonies were awesome. I want my own, you know? And so we have some specific things that I don't want to sign off today without mentioning. Actually, in a couple of weeks, on March 11th and 12th, we have our next Freedom Experience event happening in Monroe, Louisiana. And at the Freedom Experience, we basically walk people through the keys to freedom that we use in our home over the course of a day and a half. It's a lot packed into a day and a half, but we had our first one last October here in Nashville and just got some incredible feedback from people about how impactful it was and how it just really started them. It was a catalyst for them in their journey to freedom. And so we believe in it more now than ever. Yeah. And so we're really, really excited about that event. If that's you, if you are wanting to learn a little bit more about what this could look like in your life, or how to help other people walk through this journey, we just really encourage you to try to get to Monroe. It's going to be an awesome 2 days together. And so you can actually still register for that event on our website at mercymultiplied.com. And I also just want to mention again that we have a series that we recently released as a ministry called Ditch the Baggage. And there's a book and there's a study and there's videos and all different things available. If you're wanting to kind of start walking this journey, it's a really great start. We encourage you to find other people to do it with you. If you're struggling and really trying to find freedom for your own life, we encourage you just to find a mentor, someone that you trust in your life who can walk that with you. And so just encourage you to check those things out if that's something that interests you. So I guess we are officially wrapping up this series that we've been covering over the month of February on eating disorders. And we just encourage you to join us for next month. During the month of March, we're going to be talking and focusing in on the issue of self-harm. And so there'll be a lot of great information, but also some powerful stories like we did today to go along with that series. So we hope that you will join us and have a great week.